You know, God is saying right now that what he desires as you partook of communion is that you close your mind and your heart to the things of the world, and you open up your mind and your heart totally and completely to the things of the Father. Just get rid of the old. You took communion with the Father. Get rid of the old now. Pick up the new. Then walk in newness of life. Don't go back to the old lifestyle that you came out of. Don't waste your time in the house of God. Always receive something from the Father when you come into the house. That's why you come, right? Because you want to receive something new and refreshing that you can take back out into the world and you know, help set the people free. My rain is falling from heaven. I am raining upon you this night. I am cleansing you from the crown of your heads to the soles of your feet. I am bringing you into total communion with me. Children, love the unlovable. Become a servant for the Most High God, as I became a servant for you. Do not lean to your own understanding, but listen for my still small voice of instruction, and I will give you instructions in every area of your life. I am sending the souls into my churches. I need you to be so full of me that nothing will stop the anointing from flowing out of you. During this next 10 days, I want you to seek me with all of your heart. I want you to come to me even on your knees and cry out to me in total repentance for not understanding what I've called you for to do. I want you to grab hold of my everlasting arms and never let go. For the work will wear you out if you're not one with me. The laborers are few, yes, but I can use the few to bring in the many. Don't use that as an excuse that there's not enough. I can use one of you, you understand this, to bring in a multitude. And I am raining upon you this night, my glory. I am overshadowing you with my everlasting presence. And you shall take it to the nations. And you shall set the captives free. I am with you in the next 10 days. I want to speak to you in the next 10 days. Some of you will write books about the next 10 days as you hold on to my hand and you follow me. Never give up, never give in. Stand tall and stand firm, for I am truly with you. I have called this 10-day prayer. I have called repentance. I have called for long-suffering from my people. Leaders, be long-suffering. Stand by my side. Be just like my son Jesus. And go forth and do what I've called you forth to do.